나는 나신다니 터나르리 가소리 쇼가니 뉴샤 뉴뉴레샤 다 라마징진 아 나라서도 꼼니 여대바다 대 뉴니들이 다가는 신기 그사 다 라마야 지난주 매배 꺼내다 지난주 매배 몰라야 아니 대게 노든지 자주 샤샤나야 근데가 라마징지 실파 세트 죄송아 다 진짜 되게 아니 지진 뒤에 봐 제니 아니 리본 모두 자주 사바시기래
The rite itself is very short, and as a first part of it, you should consider the monk Denzin Gyatso as Lama Rinzin himself, and that through this rite, the basic mind will be introduced to you. Emma, all phenomena without exception are complete in the tantra or continuum of the self-arisen basic knowledge. Emma is a word of amazement, and as I was saying earlier, all of the phenomena of cyclic existence and nirvana are not things newly produced by causes and conditions, but are established within the scope, the sphere, the range of this self-arisen primordial basic mind. This Vajra mind is the basis of appearance of the phenomena of cyclic existence on the low end of the scale, and on the high end, it is the basis of appearance of all of the marvelous phenomena of nirvana. In the in both the old and new translation schools, the fundamental innate mind of clear light is called the Buddha nature, the essence of a sugata, the essence of a one gone to bliss. In the text of the Great Completeness, and also in the text of Mahamudra, the Great Seal, this clear light is said to be a non-product, uncaused. But in terms of how the term non-product or uncaused is understood, there are two ways of understanding it. One is that the phenomenon is permanent, that it is not newly produced, that it is not produced at all from causes and conditions. Another is that even though the phenomenon is produced from causes and conditions, it's not newly produced from causes and conditions, but is something that has primordially existed. In the case of the fundamental innate mind of clear light, it is something which, even though produced from causes and conditions, has existed primordially. For instance, its continuum, therefore, is said to be permanent. The meaning of permanent can be that the continuum of that phenomenon, or of whatever it is permanent. In this case, the continuum of the mind of clear light is primordial and has no end, and is therefore permanent. As it's said in Maitreya's Ornament for Clear Realization, because a Buddha's activity know no time of extinguishment, they are permanent. Thus, these terms need to be understood in context. For instance, some scholars say that whatever exists is necessarily a caused phenomenon. It may look as if the scholar is excluding permanent phenomena, but the point is that all phenomena arise in dependence upon conceptuality. They depend upon conceptuality. And from this point of view, all phenomena are said to be produced. Then it's also said that since the self-arisen basic knowledge is beyond consciousness, it is beyond expression in the sense that the terminology of production, cessation, and so forth are all within the scope of conceptuality, whereas this is something that, since it's beyond the scope of conceptuality, cannot be described in any of these ways. What I'm seeking to explain, and what I have great interest in understanding and explaining, is the statement by many great scholars that all of the four orders of Tibetan Buddhism, Nyingma, Gagyu, Sakya, and Gelu, in the end are getting down to the same thought, that they come down to the same thing. Now, when they say they come down to the same thing, there must be something that they're coming down to. And this is what I have great interest in pursuing and in looking into. Although some people may object to presentation of such, it's important to look into this thing, which is that which they all come down to. Now, in the explanation of this, much different, vastly different terminology is, or what? Vastly different terminology? As I was explaining yesterday, each of these systems does indeed get down to the same thing, but each of them uses different terminology that has its own potency has its own special potency in helping people to understand this. Thus, within the different terminology, we have to consider the context and special meaning and reference of that particular terminology within those systems.
This
self-arisen basic wisdom is referred to in the Guhya Samaja system as the fundamental innate mind of clear life. Fundamental innate great wisdom. And in the Kala Chakra system, it is referred to as a space vajra pervading space. In the Hevajra system and that of the explanatory tantra, the Vajrapanjara, it is referred to as
Rinpoche system,
as the dual mind.
It says, for instance,
that there is no Buddha, there is no sentient being other than or separate from the dual mind. And in the great completeness system, it is called the ordinary consciousness. And sometimes the basic mind. And to explain it, the terminology in the old translation school of Nyingma is used of self-release, of naked release, and of unimpeded penetration. So the self-origin basic knowledge is the basis of appearance of all of cyclic existence and nirvana. Next, it speaks of the essential path in which, through knowing one, all are released. The meaning of this is that through one's own experience, coming to know this one self-arisen basic knowledge, all sorts of situations are released. Then the next line is that in the meaning of it is that all the essential points of Mahayoga, Anuyoga, and Atiyoga are included there. The terms for the three Mahayoga, Anuyoga, and Atiyoga can be interpreted in other ways, in other contexts, but this is what they mean here. The pure phenomena of the wisdom of the three types. Then the wisdom of the three types refers to the wisdom of the basic entity, the wisdom of the basic knowledge, the wisdom of the nature, and the wisdom of compassion. This sets forth the system of breakthrough, or sets forth breakthrough. Then it says the four appearances are the supreme of paths. This refers to the practice of spontaneity. Oh, sorry, the practice of leap over. So for somebody who is specially qualified with merit and so forth, it is possible to have simultaneous realization and release. Thus the next line says, through simultaneous realization and release, one is fully purified in Buddhahood. For instance, at the time of initiation itself, there are cases of people who generate in their continuums the exalted wisdom. Since this is a path that can quickly bring about the full purification of Buddhahood, one should, without distraction, view the entity of the basic knowledge. And then after this, there are three ahs. The syllable ah is a negative sound in Sanskrit. There is the, for instance, the one syllable perfection of wisdom sutra. Recite this slowly, you should reflect on this. Yeah, as I recite it slowly, you should reflect on the meaning. First of all, straighten up your body. Keep your mind from being distracted to anything else. As one of the techniques in the Great Completeness is to aim your consciousness at your eyes and aim your eyes at space. This indeed helps because even when you're meditating, or because our eye consciousness is so powerful, it can thereby bring some help even when you're meditating.
But
this is not a matter of looking out into the external world, but of one's looking into intermediate space. Even in the new translation schools, there are similarities drawn between the internal empty space and the external empty space. And the external enlightenment and the internal enlightenment. One is not saying that external space is something extremely fantastic. This is symbolizing internal space.
Didn't riba khorang ala chen ni chi de etu shi ta jure.
Though it might be difficult for you to gain this realization from my explanation, in this practice now, don't allow the factor of conceptual apprehension to pollute your mind at all, and vividly set it. Set it in this entity of essential purity, of luminosity, basic knowledge. So that's the end of the blessing? Now I'm going to show the form of touching your top of the head, throat, and heart with the book.
Jenny? Tikabliya, any chance Kasore, Lama Jinzingi, any chin of Ralayama, shoot, any Lama Jinzin, Ralama Tim, Chanson, Lama Jinzinti, Ralama Timney, any Rangi Luti, Jazunta Pata, Tanshin Savage.
At this point, you should. At this point, you should think that that the book is touching these three of your places, and that through that the blessings of Lama Rinzin are entering you, and that then Lama Rinzin himself enters you, and your body becomes diaphanous, rainbow-like, clear.
And Lama Rinzin to the rang sim beta yemi to pan jini any chief and number of thought angel of Hashini Kadaji Ranjiba.
And that your mind mixes entirely in union with the mind in unit, what do you say, as a unit with the mind of Lama Rinzin, and that all of your levels of conceptuality cease, and that you vividly remain in a state of the basic self-arisen primordial knowledge. So as I touch the three areas, imagine this. Believe it.
Yeah, that's an initial word.
And then as a conclusion, there's a recitation of a stanza. That finishes it.
It's
very easy to do, very facile. So let's just begin the three words, thrusting one into the essential meaning. There's something missing in the text.